are listening to Polsinelli Podcasts, a weekly podcast produced by national law firm Polsinelli, providing practical legal guidance for better business decisions.
President Obama and congressional Republicans continue to clash over energy and environmental policy at almost every turn. Midway through the president's second term, it became apparent that he's looking to cement part of his legacy through high-profile environmental policies. At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, Republicans, with their new congressional majorities, are looking to block those efforts and put their own imprint on the nation's energy strategy. And recently in the news, we've seen movement on the Keystone Pipeline, a major climate change deal with China, and failing global oil prices. Joining us today to talk about these hot topics is Polsinelli's Tracy Hammond. Tracy leverages his experience in marketing, politics, and advocacy for his clients in a variety of industries affected by energy and environmental issues. He advises both individual companies and coalitions with strategic planning and tactical implementation through advocacy with fellow industry members, elected officials, and other key decision makers. Tell us, what are some of the new environmental and energy policy issues that will replace previous hot topics like the Keystone Pipeline?
Sure. Keystone has been an interesting issue because it has really galvanized the environmental activist community and really brought them together, and has received almost unprecedented attention from both media and, you know, the right and the left for a single pipeline project such as this. At this point, Congress has tried to override the administration and failed to do so. And pretty much everyone is just waiting on President Obama to act. So now attention is starting to shift on to what the next battles will be. I think there's a handful that the environmental community has identified, and also congressional Republicans are looking at. Just a few of them would be drilling on federal lands, natural gas and oil drilling on federal lands, as well as oil drilling off of the Atlantic coast, which right now is forbidden, but the administration and Congress have begun to push that door open a little bit. Another one would be the issue of energy exports. Coal companies and oil companies are looking to export more of their products overseas to Asian markets and, in some cases, European markets. There is fierce resistance to do that from the environmental community. And in terms of oil, there's even some trepidation from Republicans with fear that it could raise gas prices here at home, gasoline prices. And then the final one is fracking of natural gas. This is done both on federal lands and on private lands. Environmentalists have stepped up their resistance to additional fracking. Industry and business, however, remain firmly supportive as it's lowered energy prices around the country over the last half decade. And I think we're going to see that battle only escalate in the coming years.
It appears as though the president's biggest environmental legacy will be the EPA's Clean Power Plan. Where's the issue headed now?
Well, EPA is finalizing their regulations. They have announced that they will release these regulations by the end of the summer. Probably that means Friday afternoon of Labor Day weekend for those in Washington. We will see these final regulations, and then that will sort of create a domino effect of impacts after that. One, we will see a swath of lawsuits from industry and states that oppose EPA's action here. We will also see congressional Republicans' efforts stepped up a notch to try to curtail EPA's ability to go forward with the regulations. They could do this through appropriations process by defunding EPA in this area. They could also try a maneuver called the Congressional Review Act, although that would be a lot of these would be susceptible to a presidential veto by Mr. Obama, so they're not likely to succeed, but you'll certainly see them push ahead in these areas to try to overturn EPA's regulations. I think the goal, of course, for President Obama and his administration is to get this plan as cemented as possible in his remaining time in office, so that regardless of who wins the presidential election in 2016, these regulations are set enough that they will survive the next administration.
Finally, where are some of the presumed presidential candidates? Where do they stand on these issues?
Sure. I'll start with the Democrats because that's a much smaller field to talk about. It's essentially Hillary Clinton or bust for the Democrats at this point. Hillary, Mrs. Clinton, if she is elected president, I think her main goal will be to further cement the work that President Obama has done in terms of expanding renewable energy. making sure that these EPA regulations we just talked about continue to work, pushing automakers to continue implementing CAFE standards to increase fuel economy and mileage for the U.S. auto industry. I think those would be three big areas for her. On the Republican side, it's important to note that every Republican who has hinted at running for president opposes EPA's actions on climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. They're pretty much lockstep on that issue. On others, though, they start to differ. You have former governors like Jeb Bush of Florida and Chris Christie, current governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who have had sort of a mixed record on drilling as they've represented coastal states, and there's real trepidation from a lot of folks who live in coastal states to offshore drilling. So in that sense, they've sort of moved away from Republican orthodoxy on some drilling, and it will be interesting how they handle those issues. You have a set of, I think, Midwest Republican governors like Scott Walker and also Rick Perry of Texas, which sort of still in the Midwest, even though more south. And then you've got the senators like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who are anti-EPA regulation for a lot of things the Obama administration has pushed on. I think Rick Perry from Texas would be your most pro-oil and gas industry governor, as he's represented the state of Texas for 12 years, is very close to that industry. So there will be some differences, although I think they would be almost unified and aligned with their opposition to a lot of EPA activity.
Tracy, good information. Thanks so much. And if you'd like to learn more about our firm and our capabilities in this area, go to our website, Posanelli.com, and look under the Industries and Services page. And if you'd like to read more about Tracy, go to our Professionals page. And we want to remind listeners that the choice of a law firm is an important decision, and it should not be based on advertising. And the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only. It's not intended to be any kind of legal advice. We'll catch you next time on Posanelli Podcasts. We'll be right back.